Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Good morning, rock and rollers. This is the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Working from the Build Mississippi studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio. And you can find us everywhere. Text us if you've got a question at 601-879-4395. And the first segment, well, we'll take calls as well at 888-808-8637. That's our call-in, Super Talk call-in line. And be happy to talk to you about anything at all. It's a holiday week. No, it's not. Well, kind of it is. Let's just say kind of it is. I'm not going to say that it really... I wonder if that's being... No, it's a holiday week. Let's leave it like that. today we've got... Bill Mississippi has got a representative going to be here. Daniel Osborne is going to be here with us from Moses Electric, who has involved with Bill Mississippi, and we'll talk with him at next segment for a pretty good while about what's going on and what happens at Bill Mississippi. And then at 11:30... Catherine Bishop with the, let me get this right, it's the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi is going to be here. And it should be noted that this is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And she's going to be here and tell us about a big foot race happening next week. And one of the reasons I am so interested in talking about brain injury situations is because I've been through that before. I had a brain tumor, and it was removed, and, you know, here I am. And a lot of people have had the same operation, are not in good enough shape to get up every day and do something. And I'm probably more blessed than most because of that. I can't imagine how thankful I am about that. But at any rate, she'll be here. All right, we're going to talk a little bit of handyman stuff here for a while and see where that gets us. Who knows? Roof jacks. What are roof jacks? Well, roof jacks are adjustable metal anchors that go under your roof shingle, under the shingle, and tap under the shingle. And if they're adjustable, particularly if they're adjustable, you can get them so they'll go to a level stance depending on the pitch of your roof. And they're not very, they're about 18 inches long, I think. And the trick is you need to break the seal of a tab of the shingle and move it up. Now, that sounds like a piece of cake, and yeah, maybe it is, unless your roof has some age on it and the shingles get a little bit brittle. As they get older, they're going to get more brittle. So when you go to lift one up and bend it, it doesn't bend, it breaks. And if you have a broken shingle up there, that means a replacement. And try to avoid that if you can. A lot of times, a shingle that's a little bit brittle, just maybe unpatch it and lift it up just a little bit slowly at a time. And then what will happen is the roof jacks will slide up under that lifted panel and actually be secured with either three wood screws or three 16-penny nails. And the trick is, while you've got this shingle turned up, try to find a rafter. And if you can nail this roof jack through the sheathing and into a rafter, then it's going to be really secure. And then what you do is you lay the shingle down on top of it and adjust this. It's a handle or a platform, and you can put on it either a 2x6 or a 2. Some are making 2x8 ones, and some are making even take a 2x10 wide roof jack. Put a couple on, usually no more than 5 or 6 feet apart, and they make a pretty good stanchion on your house for you to work on things like your dormer. Older houses need a lot of work on their dormers a lot of times, and it's kind of tricky to get up there. Well, roof jacks are available all over the place. And, you know, once they're used, they're pretty easy to take down. And if it's nailed, what you do is you take the roof jack itself and just kind of jiggle it, loosen the nails just a little bit. And as the nails loosen, they're going through slots where they can actually pull the roof jack out and the nails stay in place. The screws just back out. Real simple. Once you've done that, the best thing to do is pound the nails all the way in. And then with something like blackjack, put a little piece of tar on top of those nails so there's no leak whatsoever. And then there are every shingle company makes slats or asphalt patches on a roof that actually shingle lays down on, and after a period of time, the sun through solar energy actually warms them, heats the asphalt, and they adhere. And not only should a shingle be properly nailed, and I'm talking about in most cases, like you talk about an architectural shingle, at least 5 nails per shingle. And they need to be nailed in the right places correctly. They don't need to be nailed at the top or the bottom. There's a nail strip. Nail on it. It'll help a great deal. But once you replace that patch and you lay the shingle down, and then it really, after a period of time, it'll stick and it'll actually help you a lot to get up on your dormer and do some work that you probably like to do. Also, it's used in roofing. A lot of people use it in roofing now. A lot of your professionals, roofers, probably won't use a roof jack because they're accustomed to very much sitting on that cushion that they found from the chair, and that cushion is nothing but foam inside. And they throw the foam up on the roof and sit on it, and it doesn't slide at all. And it works for them very, very well. I don't know if I'm up for that myself at this point in time. I'll probably have one up on the roof. And I've been told by my kids, you're not going up there. I said, well, you guys better plan a day to get to my house and do it because I'll have everything ready. But they're going to do it at any rate. And I'm going to watch. So that's just the hey, I should be a supervisor. I am not a worker. I've done my share. Let's put it that way. Well, let's put it this way. How many dormers have you fixed, Lance?
Oh, a few. Not as many as you.
Really?
Yeah, I've fixed a handful. You mean the dormer like on the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are always interesting.
Yeah, they're just some kind of, if they're not put up right, they can leak, they can cause problems. But
just replacing siding on them and redoing, you know, a 40-year-old, you know, type of setup, whether it be to repaint or redo or reflash. You know, they're always, I love them. I've never really had one I've dealt with from a second floor that's usable.
Yeah.
But more of the ones that are ornate for more of your attic.
That's the way mine are. It's just for decoration purposes. And as a matter of fact, if you look through the windows on those, they land on a piece of sheathing. So they're not even part of the attic.
Yeah, I've gone a couple where that area could have been finished.
Yeah.
Or, but always easy access. So. I'm one of those. I get out on the roof, though, do all that. And so, you get up in that second floor, it's a little more dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, I've never had to do like the third floor, like, you know, brownstones.
No, I
would have been like, nah, I'm out.
No,
I'm not really that scared of heights, but I'm not taking that chance.
No, me either. When I was younger, I did that. We lived in an old Victorian house in Massachusetts, and it was very tall. And we painted it ourselves. Mm. And I was on a 25-foot ladder on top of it with a bucket of paint and painting. You know, of course, I didn't care. I was only in my teens. chains.
And you weighed about 130 pounds probably then. Yeah, it was like a squirrel being up there. But me, it's like 200 pounder, 6'4", man. I'm like shaking that thing.
You couldn't get me up on that thing now for anything in the world. And the roof I've never been on. Well, I did on the one shed attachment to the house that you could get on the roof. But other than that, I'm not on the roof at all. It's just steep.
Is there a worse job that is, I always thought that insulation was the worst.
Yeah.
I think roofing may be the hardest gig in an actual home or industrial commercial construction.
Yeah, I think.
They've gotten so much easier. You can blow all the insulation in, and they've gotten technical with that. But there is no real easy way to put a roof on other than the old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned way.
With it's one of the few that, we haven't seen a great deal of innovation in the application.
No, we really – that's true. We have not. We have seen some improvement in the type of felt that they're using and the type of underlayment that's being used under – and the type of sheathing. Nowadays, they're using so much wafer-board sheathing and – wafer board needs to have those clips on it, and they're using that 7/16, which is basically half-inch wafer board, and it's got to have clips on it or it'll bow incredibly so. And even with the clips, I believe the half-inch wafer board is going to bow sooner or later anyway, so I really think wafer board on the roof needs to be at least 5/8 of an inch. That's my opinion. That's not code. That's my opinion.
Hey, go a little above and beyond.
Let's make it code. It's my code.
Slowick code.
You wouldn't want to read my code.
Well, and we had a great carryover from the Garden Mama show with Mark Peaches, Pastor Patrick, and Debbie from Ocean Springs, one of our listeners across the day.
Yeah.
She built a it's two things. There's a plant. It's like a Venus flytrap, so it applies to Garden Mama. But she sent it right at the time where it would be applicable to as well the Handyman show, and it's a Lego Super Mario Brothers Venus flytrap from the game that she put it together. She goes, and I built it. I'm like, yeah, I love it. Good job, Debbie, on building that. And this is a building program, it was a garden program before.
Start thinking about Legos and how they can really, they teach people a lot of engineering.
Before you had AutoCAD and all that stuff, people were gluing stuff together. You remember the old days of sit there with everything and gluing these models together forever. Now you can just put it on a computer. But
I still have
model makers.
I have a box that has a 57 Chevy in it, a plastic model that's never been put together ever.
And it's amazing how far we've come with how you do those things, how you design now. It's so much easier where you had to visualize it and do all this and input. Now you just tell AI, hey, do this for me. And it pops it out.
I got a story about AI. I don't like AI. I'm one of those who I'm a little afraid. I think AI is just something we're just kind of dealing with. It's like playing with nuclear bomb as far as I'm concerned.
I disagree with you in any way on that.
My daughter kind of is into AI because the school system that she's involved with has AI in there. So I was painting my house white, and I said, I want to add some flash. And she took a picture of my house and sent it off to AI, and it came back. It was like amazing.
Well, in certain industries where, like, let's say the restaurant business, where you were doing so much design of your menus and all this stuff and keeping up with 40 employees, and I can see how those automated pieces would be extremely helpful and efficient and take more time where you could actually do things that matter rather than paperwork. But being careful not to allow it to do too much of what people need to be doing.
That's where where do you draw that red line, and what makes people not go there? Because as soon as you draw a red line, somebody can go there.
Well, it's like we were just talking about being on the third floor of a roof. You go, I don't really want to do that. That's dangerous. But you don't have that with AI. You don't have somebody looking at it going, oh, that's the third floor of a roof. I may fall off. They just go, oh, this is cool. Let's do it. There is no danger to any of this.
Yeah, but there is. I guess that's my concern about it. But I understand they're coming out with some technology that may be able to tell if some of the information that we're getting on AI has been put together and made to be almost malicious, if you will.
I think that's a definite – my worry would be more of the flooding of information that you can't discern what is accurate, what's not.
It's like listening to the news.
Yeah, but if you keep getting flooded, everything, you have to, you know, the fake news. Well, what about fake solutions? Yeah. Fake this, fake, yeah. Everything starts turning into a AI says this, you do it, and all of a sudden you blow yourself up. You know, at what point do you, like you said, where's that line? You go, we probably need to have some guardrails here, right, so we don't have these issues.
On my computer, when I look things up, it gives me, you know, response. The search just does a response. And then at the bottom of the response, it says show more, and you can show more. Mm-hmm. And then once you get down on the bottom of the show more, it says, what does AI have to say about this? I never go there.
The AI overview.
I want no.
But it is. It's fun. And I wonder how we'll see the use of it more and more in places where we're teaching, such as Build Mississippi and all those things, because you got to have the simulations. You have to have the ability to do the work in simulation.
It does have its use for sure. But I was, again, watching the news yesterday. I understand that there's three states that have AI centers in them, and the electric bill on all three of those states for the individuals has gone up because AI is using so much electricity.
Oh, it's just sucking it down like a Mountain Dew, man.
Man.
It needs all that energy to stay jacked up and solving problems, I guess. Who knows? But yeah, I'm with you. I worry a little bit about the electrical side of things. Not just the grid itself, but how much my bill or whoever's bill's got to go up to absorb all that. Who knows?
My daughter and her family are moving out of my house today. Or actually, they moved out over the weekend. They're moving out. And my electric bill is going to drop way down. My electric and water bill is going to drop way down. But anyway.
You'll have it at 78 all day and taking lukewarm baths and showers now.
I'm not going to have 78. Won't work. But I was happy to have them and happy to go there. They were good people. I'm going to see the new house, too, and work on it today. But at any rate, Roof Jacks. A week out. That's a long way from Roof Jacks, huh?
Yeah. But we started out on the Roof Jack. We slid down the roof to other topics and climbed right back up, though.
There we go. Hey, Rebel Hardware, one of the better hardware stores around. There are many stores here in central Mississippi. Rebel Ace Hardware. I mean, when you go to any Rebel Ace Hardware here in central Mississippi, they're open on Saturdays always from 7 in the morning at least until 6 at night. And some of their stores are open all day Saturday, and they always have a great selection of any kind of hardware that you can think of. They have at Rebel Hardware at a very competitive price. Not only that, but right next to Rebel is their Power Equipment Center. Next, their Rebel Ace Hardware in Pearl. Go see it. Their Power Equipment Center has zero-turn Gravelys and zero-turn Skag, and you name it, they've got it. Rebel Ace Hardware, we appreciate the sponsorship of this Handyman Show. Buddy Slork right here. Be right back on Super Talk.
The Grammy Museum, Mississippi is thrilled to announce that the Taylor Swift Through the Eras exhibit is extending its stay
until August 31st, 2025.
Nice. The exhibit has drawn record attendance and captivated visitors since the grand opening in fall of 2024. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi, this exhibit celebrates Taylor Swift's remarkable 19-year music career. Don't miss your chance to step into Taylor's world at the Grammy Museum, Mississippi. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit
GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the
I want a new drug.
is the news. Just rock and roll.
The best chin dimple in the world.
Unbelievable. Good song. Good
Dude
song.
Has a great chin, though. You got to admit. I mean, it looks like he could have been a professional fighter. But he happened to be a great
musician. Was actually a great harmonica player who did a lot of harmonica playing long before he was in the news came along.
Wasn't he a session guy for a bit?
He was. He played in England and played with everybody. He played with many, many major, major league stars as the harmonica player. Hey, let's get to work. We've got in the studio Bill Mississippi is being sponsoring underwriting the entire program, and representing Build Mississippi is Daniel Osborne. And good morning, Daniel.
Morning.
Man,
how are
just
you?
Welcome to the Handyman Show. Just good to have somebody on board. Daniel is he works with Moses Electric, and he's been with them for a number of years, but he's got a Build Mississippi shirt on, so
yes,
I'm
sir.
Sure he has a Build Mississippi story we'd love to hear.
I graduated from there, I believe it was 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
And after I graduated, they asked me to come in and help them teach the apprenticeship program there. And I just completed my third year of the apprenticeship program teaching. And during the summers, I teach conduit bending.
Wow.
For guys. Yes,
really?
Sir.
Yeah, I was over to their factory. Brent was showing me around the inside of the shop over there. In
yes,
Brandon.
Sir.
Man, you guys have got everything.
It's nice. It's definitely nice. I mean, we have welding machines in there. We have HVAC. We have all the conduit you want to bend. We have saws, table saws, miter saws for carpentry. I mean, we're trying to do it good over there for the state of Mississippi and teaching young guys.
Now I want to bend some conduit. That sounds fun.
Well, hey man, I start teaching June 30th. It's every Monday night from 5 to 8. Come on down. I'll teach you how to bend a 90.
I need to. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I like learning right there.
Yeah.
The crazy man is behind the glass over there.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He wants to bend conduit.
Yeah. It sounds awesome.
It is fun. It's an artwork.
I know it is. That's why I was like, man, I want to learn that.
Well, yeah. I guess I don't know enough about it. To me, I thought it was just bending a pipe around a round thing.
No, definitely not. I mean, you have all kinds of different bends to offsets. You've got 3-point saddles, 4-point saddles. You have 90s. Some guys like to do shepherd's hook just to show off, but if you're on my job, you aren't allowed to do that.
Yeah. Shepherd, you guys know terms I don't even understand.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Yeah.
And also at Build Mississippi, they're training all the personnel over there to work either in the commercial industry or even in the residential,
yes,
as
sir.
Far as building is concerned, and every and electrical and every part of it.
Yes, sir. I mean, we changed our program from the NCCER to Mike Holt program for electrical, and we're gearing more towards teaching the students how to pass their journeyman's test the first time.
Sure.
And I mean, we go into OSHA safety training. We we do electrical theory. We do all the calculations and everything like that. And it's mainly for single phase because you don't step up into three phase until you get into the master's test.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we teach all of it.
So if somebody there's I'm sure there's a whole plethora of people just in high school right now looking and not really knowing where they're
going. So, yeah, you're exactly right. We've, I know Brent and Camille and Katie over there and Colin at MCEF, now it's Build Mississippi, they have really started getting into going into the high schools, all the fairs and all that, so... And they're really trying to build the brand in order to help the young guys and girls for the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, I understand their whole entire mission is to really improve the quality of the work in Mississippi.
Sure.
And by doing that, by training individuals and starting as young as they want to.
Yes, sir.
Whether high school or even trade schools or colleges. Or.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I would love for the state of Mississippi to get better on this, but having trades like they used to back in high school and learning all that. Yeah. You know, I'm fixing to be 42, and we didn't have anything like that in my high school. I mean, you were pretty much told go to college and that's it.
Yeah.
And I mean, college really wasn't for me. So
I was in high school. We did have shop class.
Okay.
So that's how, that's, you know, that was a while ago.
Right. Yeah.
And I was just a mediocre student. I didn't get A's or anything. I did okay.
Yeah.
I was told by my guidance counselor, you do well in sales.
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
I tried sales, and sales just wasn't for me. I didn't like the cutthroat part of the business.
I don't like sales either. I don't like to. I don't get involved in it very much. I don't want to do it very much. It's not my thing.
I don't like people selling to me, so I don't want to sell.
That's exactly right. I don't want. I mean, when I want to buy something, I'll buy it.
Yeah, I'll do my own research and all that for sure.
But I'm not going to go look it. But back to Build Mississippi. There's so much more inside that building than what people can imagine as far as preparing people for the future, as far as training. And then the quality of the instructors like yourself.
Yes, sir.
Is so high.
Yeah, it really is. Brent, you know, MCEF, they did a great job throughout the years, but Brent has stepped up. Build Mississippi.
Yes.
I mean, he's really, really going all throughout the state of Mississippi, talking to high school kids. I mean, we're trying our best to get everybody into the trades, trying to figure out ways to actually help them pay for the school.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, every contractor electrically around the central Mississippi area, I believe, help or pay entirely for the guys to go to school.
Wow.
I know at Moses, we pay for the books. We pay for you to be able to go to school. And, I mean, it's about 8 months out of the year, one night a week for 3 hours.
And then are you guaranteed a job or just about?
It's like I tell my students, you get out of it what you put into it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I couldn't tell you the amount of guys that have come and told us that they were electricians and couldn't even read a tape measure.
Yeah.
So at Build Mississippi, we're trying to right the ship on that.
I was down at the Trademart at the skills competition.
Yes, sir. That's great time. I would love for a lot more people to come out and check out really these young guys.
They really need to see what some of these young people are doing, because they're going they're actually changing the course of their life and improving the quality in the state both. And I also have to say that I really do believe that Build Mississippi has always been on the ground floor of this whole movement towards making this trade world a better place to be, whether it be commercial and or residential.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the number one goal of Build Mississippi is not just to teach you for a career path. I mean, we're there for you all the time. I mean, all you got to do is pick up a phone and call us. I couldn't tell you how many guys have gone out on their own and called me because they're having problems troubleshooting.
Yeah.
And so they'll call me, and it's always best, you know, two minds is always better than one anyway.
Sure.
So we bounce ideas off each other, and then when you know it, they'll figure it out. And being a teacher, I almost want to say when they call me, like, you know, this is what you got to do, go do it. But right. As a teacher, I'm like, well, I'm just going to kind of float around the idea and see if they can come up with it themselves. A teacher has definitely taught me, don't just say the answer. Let them try and figure it out, because that's the only way you can really learn.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah. I think I learned that lesson from my son, that you can tell him something and tell him how to do something, and okay, but if you show him one time how it's done, he got it.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of guys like that. For me, when I was going through school, I was more of a visual auditory learner.
Right.
But you have some guys that are just, they have to have hands-on.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it. We do hands-on training there. Not only bend and conduit, but we make these boards that you can do three-way, four ways. You can have it to wear a receptacle or a plug. Can be hot turned on by a switch. If only the bottom half you want hot. I mean, we teach them all that.
Wow.
We go through high voltage panels with them, showing them what you're testing, what the test is going to look like on your multimeters. We teach them how to the circuitry. You know, for low voltage, you have BOI is the acronym for it, or not BOI, BRB is the acronym for it, is black, red, blue. And then for high voltage, you have BOI, which is brown, orange, yellow, and that's showing the hot phases of your electrical circuit.
Wow.
I mean, we go through it as much as we can with them. I know this last year, Build Mississippi was trying to remodel and have TVs up everywhere to show slideshows of the trademark and all that, and what we're doing in school. And so my class, we hung six TVs throughout the entire complex.
Wow.
And I didn't do a thing with it. Me and my other instructor, his name's Bo, we sat back, we let them draw up the plans on what they were supposed to do, how their bill of material, what they think they might need, and then they installed it all.
You know, that's such good training, because I think one of the things I always talk about when I talk about getting estimates to have some work done on your house is to have a complete list of what they intend to do, and it doesn't hurt to have a complete list of the materials they intend to use, because that'll really give you some insight as to what might be happening.
Oh yeah.
And I'm also a big time in favor of watch what somebody's doing the whole time. You might learn something.
Yeah,
you might learn something.
That's right.
And who knows,
what, say less, learn more.
Yeah, it's like I tell my kids, speak when spoken to.
There you go.
Yeah. But I mean, we've had a great group of guys, especially since I've started teaching. You know, with any classroom, you have your guys that you know really aren't going to amount to anything, but you have those certain few. They're always asking questions. They don't miss a class. They're actually studying. They're doing their homework. And you know in the back of your mind, man, that guy's going to be something someday.
Yeah.
You know?
And what ends up happening is, first off, the board members of Build Mississippi is incredible.
They've done a great job.
Some of the members are owners or managers of the major companies.
Sir.
And they're in a position where if they see a excellent student come along, they're apt to just look at him and say, come see us as soon as you do.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, if you come to school, and I mean, even if you just put 50% of it of yourself into it, you're going to learn a lot from the instructors that we have. We have some really intelligent instructors that actually care about the guys and girls.
Well, not only will you learn a trade, but I think you also learn how to interact with other people.
Yes, sir.
I think that's probably as important as anything.
It definitely is, because, I mean, yes, the guys and girls that we send through this school, we would love for them to stay at our company and continue their career, but that's not always true. A lot of them like to go out and start their own thing, and when you're working alongside somebody and interacting with different people, you learn to pick up your social cues, and you learn what not to say and what to say, and, you know. And so, because being in the trades, there's a lot of rough talk.
For sure.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned in residential work is, whoever the subs are working in there, the less they say to the client, the best.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know, they may be painting a trim around a window or something.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. Yeah. Just do it.
Just go do it.
Just do it. Let the super or whoever is ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Let him talk to them.
Yeah.
Or let her talk to them.
Yeah.
And I feel very much.
Yeah. You
that
get too. The old. Well, I don't know why we're using this material, sir, but that's what the boss told me. No, no, no.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like you've been there before.
Oh yeah.
Maybe once or twice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh well. We're about to take a short break. Can you stick with us for a while?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well,
no worries.
Let me give you another segment here before we kick into a music segment. We've got Daniel Osborne is with us. He's from Moses Electric, but representing Build at Mississippi. He's an instructor over there. We want to keep him on board and talk to him. Any questions you have for him, hey, send it to us on the text line. We'll get it right to him. Be back in just a few minutes at Build Mississippi Studios.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Hi, I'm Josh.
The show's supposed to be a little longer than we usually are, but Lance plays such great bumper music that we have to listen to the whole thing.
I try to please my boss. His name is the Handyman, the Rock and Roll Handyman.
Well, then
sometimes I throw non-rock and roll at you, and you always know it. So
yeah, really.
I think you need to put a little Sabbath on there, man.
I have the War Pigs loaded, ready to go at all times, my friend. Yeah,
my last name is Osborne.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I was like, are you Ozzy's bro?
Look, I grew up telling people he was like my fifth cousin across the pond.
I would have. Yeah. Osborne, my last name.
Are you as crazy as he is?
Well, rat biting.
We won't go there. But.
Come on, man.
I love that guy. Man. He is something else.
Yeah. He is fun to watch at any rate. At 11 o'clock, we'll do a music segment where we're like, because I was a musician on the road for many years.
Where are you?
So we do a lot. We have fun doing a little music segment for half hour. And it's far from talk radio, but it's so much fun. And Saturday mornings is supposed to be fun. So that's
that's right. All right. That's right.
You and I need to get serious. I'm serious now.
All right.
You were conceived. You went to grade school. You went to high school. How did you get involved with Build Mississippi? Or at that time, it was called Mississippi Construction Education Foundation.
Yes, sir. So I used to be a nurse.
Oh.
And I was working with one of my best friends. He owned a flooring company.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was off, just for a little extra hunting money or spending money, I would go floor and tile with him. And one day we were flooring this house, and there was two guys walking around looking at what I used to call plugs that I call receptacles now. I went up and asked them. I said, "What are y'all doing?" And they're like, "Well, we're electricians. We do residential, and we're what we call trimming out right now." And so they explained to me what trimming out was, which was when sheetrock is up and painting has happened, you go ahead and put your wiring devices in, which is your light switches or your plugs.
Right.
And I was like, "Well, man, how much do y'all make?" And he said, "Well, we own our own business. So we pay ourselves $35 an hour, and we're our own bosses." And I said, "Man, that sounds great."
I think I can deal with that.
Yeah. And so I got to talking to my wife. We were pretty much newly married. We were still in the honeymoon phase. And she said, "Daniel, you're 35. Do you really want to change careers?" And I was like, "Yeah, I've got to. I mean, my dad was in construction his whole life. I grew up around all nothing but construction guys. And I've always loved being outside and working with my hands." And so I decided to start looking into it. So I found Hines Community College. They have a great electrical program.
Yeah.
And so while I was still working at the hospital, I was going to school electrical.
Yeah.
And did that and found a job at Moses. And they said, well, you shouldn't have gone to Hines. We do our own school. And so, but I'm very thankful that I went to Hines. I had some great instructors there.
Yeah, they do have good instructors.
Yes, sir,
Hines
they do.
Really does.
Has
a good...
And Mr. Randy White and, Randy Wilson. And then at the time it was Tim White. Right. I don't believe he is an instructor there anymore. Yeah, he might be.
I'm not sure, but I know they have a really good program.
Yes, sir, they do. They do. And
skills.
So I finished up there, worked at, started working at Moses, and then started going to MCEF, which is now Bill, Mississippi. Started third year there and completed third year and fourth year. And learned a lot from the instructors that I had.
But again, just to clear up the situation, when you say you spent 4 years there, that doesn't mean you went 5 days a week to classes.
No, sir. So it's a four-year apprenticeship program. It's usually, I think it's like 8 to 9 months out of the year. And we go one night a week, and it's for 3 hours.
Yeah. So.
And during that time, we're teaching you electrical theory. We're teaching you the NCR, NEC, the code book, the National Electric Code Book.
Uh-huh.
We're teaching you how to do calculations. We're doing hands-on. We are teaching you how to troubleshoot, how to actually read a multimeter. And, we try our best in those 4 years to get you ready for what's coming your way.
Right. And that's the same in every industry in the trades, and including big machinery,
yes, sir,
and plumbing, and just all the things that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
There are instructors that excel in that, like you do in electricity.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Maybe somebody that excels in driving a bulldozer.
yeah, that's right. And more power to them. And another crazy thing is not to try and do political anything, but we have a lot more women that are becoming interested in this, which I'm super happy about. We've got two young ladies that work with us at Moses Electric, and they're both in the field. One of them's a technician in service, and one of them works in contract.
Yeah,
both of them are highly touted. I mean, they do a great job.
Any female that I've worked with in the construction industry is pretty well got their act together.
Oh, yeah. Those women that you do not want to mess with because they do not take anything from anybody.
That's right. Their way is it, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I know a couple of them, but their way is always right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what blows me away.
Well, they are a lot smarter than us. So, I mean, I will be a man, admit that. So.
All right. How does a young person get involved with Build Mississippi? And I know there's a lot of people trying to recruit maybe down at Hines or maybe all over
yes,
the place,
sir.
Who knows, but how do people get involved with a place like Build
Mississippi? So they have their website, ABC. You can also talk to somebody at ABC, Build Mississippi. We have every social media platform we're on. I know Camille and Katie, they've been really trying to get into the TikTok.
Yeah.
And so they interviewed me on that one day, and that was an enjoyable moment.
I imagine.
Oh, yeah. But, there's all kinds of different avenues. If you want to even just call an electrical company, I mean, from North Mississippi to South Mississippi, Build Mississippi is involved with all these different contract companies.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean, literally, you can just Google Build Mississippi. And it's like I tell people that ask me questions, Google's free.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You get a lot of information. Even you can get some misinformation, but some good information from there.
Oh, yeah.
One thing you said that I think is very important, you don't have to be a youngster just coming out of school to get involved with Build Mississippi. Like you went from one trade after really getting involved in the nursing industry to deciding to make that change at an elderly or what would be considered an older age than most young people.
Well, I've got one better for you. We just had a guy graduate, and I'm, excuse me, I cannot remember his name now, but he used to be a professor. at MC, and he's 50s or 60s, and he just graduated electrical school.
Wow.
Yes, sir. He works for Synergy. I can't remember his name now.
You know, I think that may fall under the fact that I believe people need to work with passion, and they need to have passion. If you have passion in your work, that's it. Hey, we've run out of time. I want to thank you, Daniel. Man, you're so good.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all for letting us come on and talk for a little bit.
I got some war pigs for you.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Say hi to Brent Forrest at Build Mississippi. Great organization. Get in touch with them at buildmississippi.com.
Yes, sir.
Give them a call. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, sir.
Super Talk Mississippi. Be right back after national news. Fox National News coming your way. And then we'll be back with a little more in just a little while, a music segment.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network, Supertalk Mississippi News, at supertalk.fm. You can now watch Supertalk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Supertalk TV live on CSpire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
This is Home Answer.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
All right, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here. My name is Buddy Slowick, Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And this is the music segment where we intend to have nothing but a good time. Well, we're going to start with an artist called Webb Wilder. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Webb Wilder. I hope a bunch of you are. But he did a copy of a song called Rockin' Little Angel. And it was covered in 1959 by Ray Smith. And Ray Smith was touring the country in one of those old-timey buses doing his little show. And that was his biggest hit, was Rockin' Little Angel. But the song was written by a Meridianite, Jimmie Rodgers. Remember who Jimmie? All right, people, you know who Jimmie Rodgers. And Jimmie Rodgers was inspired by an old Western song called Buffalo Girls. And he was like, well, he changed it a little bit and came out with Rockin' Little Angel. And it should be said that that Ellis Theater in Philadelphia is going to have Webb Wilder and Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne is going to be a headliner, I believe, and Webb Wilder is going to be there on the 27th of July. And that's from Ardenland, of course. And that's the Ellis Theater in Philadelphia, Webb Wilder. But let's listen to Webb Wilder do Rockin' Little Angel.
Rockin' little angel, come down from the sky, down from the sky, down from the sky. Rockin' little angel, come down from the sky. Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me. Rockin' little angel with your honey drip lips, your honey drip lips, your honey drip lips. Rockin' little angel with your honey drip lips. I want the whole wide world to know. I want the whole wide world to know. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me. love you so. I want the whole wide world to know. I want the whole wide world to know. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me.
Well, I don't know if you've ever gotten to see a TV special or anything about Webb Wilder, but what an individual. He's great to listen to. He's a great storyteller, and it's just so much fun to listen to what Webb Wilder has to say, not only what he has to say in the songs that he sings and plays. Great artist. And of course, don't miss Paul Thorne. Believe me, Ellis Theater in Philadelphia would be worth going to. All right, next we've got Fleetwood Mac coming up. I'm going to do a song called Don't Stop, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with. But they were formed in London by Peter Green and Mick Fleetwood and and John McVie. And, of course, they had a lot of personnel changes. And Peter Green got really – they were in Germany one time and got really involved with the commune in Germany and had – he did a bad LSD. LSD just did him really seriously bad. And he just wasn't quite the same after that, but he was still kind of aware of what was going on. Well, about a month later, he did more LSD, and it really just about destroyed his brain. So he had mental issues, so to speak of, even though during that time he had two or three individual hits. He was no longer with Fleetwood Mac, and they had been through many, many changes and finally ended up finding a young couple named Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. And, of course, McVie had already married Christine, and they had an incredible group and had amazing success with that organization, with John McVie and Fleetwood, Mick Fleetwood and Christine and Stevie Nicks, and with Lindsey Buckingham. Amazing. Don't stop. Hey, let's listen to it. Strangest guitar I've ever seen. Made some great sounds with it, though, for sure. Fleetwood Mac, a wonderful group. Of course, they had a lot of internal disagreements. I guess that would be one way to put it. They had a lot of problems. But somehow, they realized that the group was more powerful than their individual problems, and they kept on going and had major hits. Now, the next person is kind of a Let's just put it this way. I picked the song I was going to do for this guy, and then it was stuck in my head for 2 days, and I couldn't do anything but sing that song. J.J. Cale.
I love J.J. Cale, man. Been listening to him for so long. I didn't even remember when I wasn't listening to
him. This is a song called Crazy Mama that he did, and it stuck in my head for days. I mean, I couldn't get rid of saying Crazy Mama.
I played at least once a week.
It's always... I mean, J.J. Cale is great. He's from Oklahoma and was kind of... really didn't care about the spotlight at all, but he's such a great artist that he's affected Neil Young and Mark Knopfler and of course Waylon Jennings and
don't forget Widespread Panic. Widespread Panic.
Oh, really? And he really didn't do that quite well until Eric Clapton had done After Midnight. And the royalties from him writing After Midnight, which he wrote, by the way, started coming in. His life got a little better and a little better. And then before you know it, J.J. Cale is doing quite well, thanking Eric for a lot of where he is today. But J.J. Cale is an understated artist who does nothing but absolutely fantastic, great music. And I love it because it's not overproduced by any means, and you get to really hear what's going on. So let's listen to Crazy Mama, J.J. Cale.
1, 2, 3, 4. Crazy Mama, where you been so long? Mama, where you been so long? You been hiding out, I know that's true. Crazy Mama, sure need you. Crazy Mama, where you been so
I mean, somehow you can put on a J.J. Cale album, and I like albums a lot lately. Lately, always have, and always have had a great turntable. But when you put on a J.J. Cale album, it's like, might be time not to do anything else, just listen for a while.
My first time of ever hearing him, I was like, who is this guy again? And why have I never heard of him? And I was like 20. And then since then, it was All She Wrote.
So. Yeah, it's like locked in for sure. Well, the next group we're going to talk about is the Byrds, and they do a song on their album called Sweetheart of the Rodeo, which was in 1968 released. I called a song called You Ain't Going Nowhere, which was written by Bob Dylan. But at that point in time, I was in this group in New England that was relatively successful. So as a young man, myself and the drummer, and our girlfriends rented a duplex right on the Cape on the water. We had plenty of money. Money wasn't a problem. And we bought that album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, and I promise, between the two of us, I think we just about wore that out. We played it so often and listened to so many. There's so many great songs on it. There's a song on there, one, and I forgot what song it is, talks about Lake Louise, about going up to Lake Louise. Well, Lake Louise is a glacier lake in Canada, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's surrounded by mountains, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. Well, about a year ago, my older brother sent me some pictures and was telling me, he said, we're spending the weekend at Lake Louise. And I went, what? And I referred him to this song, and he listened to it. He said, wow, that's amazing. But the Byrds did it. It's called You Ain't Going Nowhere from Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
So swift, rainbow.
that's the Birds still had Gram Parsons was still part of what they were doing.
That was the thing that crushed my brain when I first heard this album and what they had done before.
Yeah.
And just the complexity of it all, coming in with Sweetheart of the Rodeo, the whole album was just, I mean, it was amazing. It was opposite of everything.
Kind of inspired a lot by Gram because Gram Country.
Love Country.
Gram was so, it was really the inventor, the beginning of rock, country rock.
I just did, I mean, doing a little backstory on the Birds and that influence of the country style of Gram coming in. And then what you know, later and before, I mean, it's just this one album was just so perfect almost. You know, especially if you like country, you like a little of the twang, and you got the ballad, you know, it's just.
And yet it still gives you that rock and roll feel.
You can feel it all in it. The whole album's great. Yeah, I had to go back through it a while back. It was about a month ago. I was like, I'm going to go back and revisit this.
Yeah.
And it just, again, kind of just shocks you at how good it is.
Well,
I don't know if many people know that album that well.
Yeah, and I don't either, but because it's a great, great album. It really, I'm telling you, I've listened to it from end to end to end to end. I don't have it anymore. I think it's...
I just go to YouTube and hit play, you know.
And me too. I just listen to any, and there's a lot of cuts on there that you can listen to. Well, we're going to take this thing out with a guy called Duane Eddy. Does anybody remember Duane Eddy?
I always loved guys and people with two first names.
Duane Eddy. Well, Duane Eddy was a guitar player, and his big song in the 50s and maybe early 60s, he was a big-time star in that period of time. He was a Rebel Rouser. The big song was called Rebel Rouser. That's not exactly what we're going to do. We're going to do 40 miles of bad road from Duane Eddy. But he played a beautiful guitar, mostly, I think, a Gretsch a lot of the time, and so many. Matter of fact, I think I used to have Duane Eddy albums at the house just so I could learn how to play guitar more and more and more. And once in a great while, when I pull out my guitars, I'll do some Duane Eddy song just for fun, like Rebel Rouser or something of that nature. It's just fun to do, because Duane Eddy was always fun, and he traveled a lot and toured a lot, and it was a lot tougher back then to travel around than it is nowadays. They didn't have the luxury of the buses that they have today, or really the experience to get from place to place. So the venues had to be smaller and they had to be closer together. But Duane Eddy traveled a lot and he played in a lot of different places. But 40 Miles of Bad Road was. That was done in, I think, 1959, and he'd been around a long, long time. And not only did a lot of people learn how to play guitar from Duane Eddy, but then came the Ventures. But hey, let's listen to 40 Miles of Bad Road, Duane Eddy, and take us home.
Same old morning routine? Tune in to Mornings with Richard Cross. Your connection to everything Mississippi. Local news that matters to you, from the coast to Jackson to the Delta and everywhere in between. Get the inside scoop on state politics. Plus, catch all the news, weather, and sports you need to get going. Listen every morning. If it's happening in Mississippi, you'll hear about it on Super Talk Mississippi.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community, a community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same: for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi.
And talking about laid back. Wow, that was nice. I liked, well, everything was well put, but the guitars were kind of busy back there. Hey.
On that, that was the Grateful Dead.
Really? Yeah. Wow, I thought it was Eric for sure. Hey, sitting with me, Catherine Bishop, the executive director of the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, buddy.
She was going to be on at 10:30, and she said, and I said, well, can you change? She said, no, I get to go to my daughter's baseball game. So she went to a baseball game this morning before you got here. And I'm happy that you did. I'm happy for you. But we're here to talk about the Brain Injury Association. And, of course, a lot of listeners and you well know I've had brain surgery before with a tumor in my brain. And the support I got after that was amazing. It was really, really good. Of course, this was a long time ago. I think I had the operation just during Katrina, so I kind of have, I'm to the point where I no longer go to test for anything. The doctors, I'm totally, I mean, I have an annual physical, but they don't find anything. I said, go home. But at any rate, the people who are diagnosed with any sort of brain situation, whether it's an injury or a growth or whatever, get this feeling in their mind that their life is going to change, and most of them probably think for the worst, but that isn't necessarily true. And just quickly, I want to say my story was very simple. What changed my point of view was about a week before the operation, the church I was going at the time called me down front and had the entire church surround me and actually say they would pray for me. And I went, that blew me slap away. I couldn't get over that. And then just before the operation, I was sitting there and I said to myself, well, God, I'm just going to be what you want me to be when this is all done, and I'm going to try my best to get there. And from there on, here I am.
That's an amazing story.
And I think that can really, I think anybody, it's probably not a fair question to say anybody, most people who have brain injuries or brain situations have the ability to get back almost functioning fully.
Well, sure, and there are people every day that are doing things they were told the N-word never to. Yeah. The brain has an amazing ability with neuroplasticity to rewire and change, and even if there are lifelong chronic conditions as a result, humans are just amazingly resilient.
Yes.
And able to adapt to those kind of changes and live just productive, happy lives, whatever the situation is afterwards.
And they say that children are very adaptable to almost any kind of situation. And I think they're probably more adaptable than adults to a lot of situations because, matter of fact, it's biblical. Learn from the children.
That's right. That's right.
But I think they have the right frame of mind in order to go through something like that. I've seen some youngsters, some very, very young girls go through a cancer situation at a very young age, and yet still a very healthy, very well-developed young lady, you know, taking life on and doing a good job doing it. So, but what is it that the Brain Association does? I'm sorry.
Right. The Brain Injury Association of Mississippi and United Spinal Association of Mississippi We strive to improve the quality of life for survivors and their caregivers and to develop programs to help prevent these injuries from happening.
Well, and how do these programs get to the people? How do people understand?
Sure. We have a network of support groups around the state.
Yes.
And we continue to grow that network. Right now we meet in 4 different cities, and that's a good entry point. All of our meetings are hybrid, so even if you're not close to the meeting or transportation is a barrier, you can Zoom in and get to know people. That peer-to-peer connection is wonderful. And then we have other programs, getting on our website, msbraininjury.org. You can see some things that are available. We do Art and Mind with the Mississippi Museum of Art, group art therapy.
Yeah.
And just call our offices and we'll direct you to what you can do. We have lots of fun.
I did some looking on the computer, and I was looking at your website, and the support groups around the state just amazed me. And I thought to myself, I should be a part of the one in Jackson once in a great while and be a guest, go visit, and just have maybe be a part of it, just listen to what's happening, or maybe even be a speaker at it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I would just be a part of it and to support it. So I'm interested. So do you run the Jackson, or would someone else run the Jackson facility? Have them get in touch with me. I'd love to talk to you.
Well, absolutely. We'd love to have you there. Our Jackson group is split into a survivor group and a caregiver group. Right. And I run the caregiver group. Tanya Mangum's our support group coordinator, and she does a fabulous job. She would be the survivor group manager there.
Well, I would just love to be a part of it. I think you do it every third, is it Monday in Jackson?
The second Monday at the Flowood Family YMCA, 5:30.
So close to my house. Call me. Oh, I want to be involved.
We'll remind you.
I do. And you're doing, next weekend's going to be special because we're doing the Dash and Splash.
Yes.
And it's a fun 5K run, walk, roll. Don't even finish it. Just come and have a great time. And the 5K is a very, very important thing. Of course, it's done on everything is donated to the Brain Injury Association. And it's a great thing to be a part of. And all my family would be a part of, except some of them are going to be out of town on vacation. But they were last year, and they will again next year for sure.
Oh, yeah. We loved having y'all there. And it is fun. It's a family event, and that's a great way if you've never gotten involved before. It's a great time to come and get involved. We have watermelons, water slides, water balloon fights. Everyone has a good time. You don't have to run to come and have fun with us. Just bring the family out and cheer on our survivors. We have a survivor division, and we've got a couple of guys that are going to the Wheelchair Olympics in July that'll be out there, so they'll be strong competitors. We've got Arjun is going to be trying to beat his time from last year. He didn't think he could finish last year, and now he's already working towards beating his time.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. And it's going to be in Old Trace Park in Ridgeland, and it'll kick off at 8?
At 8 o'clock is the start of the 5K, and then after that we do a fun run 1K, so there's survivor divisions for both races.
Okay, good. And fun is guaranteed to all.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
That's going to happen, and that's going to take place. And looking very forward to that. I know I'll be here. I'll be right here in this chair at that time. So I won't get to go there, but I may go afterwards and see what's going on over there, just because it's not too far up the road from this. But that's a big event, and you do that once a year now, and have been doing it for what, 4 or 5 years or something?
This is the 12th annual.
Excuse me. Whoa, 12. Wow. That's great. And has the event grown as far as participants?
Absolutely. We started 12 years ago, and then COVID came and did a virtual year, and we just came roaring back after that.
Yeah.
And people have really responded to just the good family atmosphere and good time for all.
There was a period of time where any sort of brain problem was looked down upon decades ago as not really something we should, I don't want to deal with that. But it's something more and more people are beginning to understand and getting involved with and really care about helping these people and helping them get to where they can live by the, live a quality life. And more people are involved in doing that.
Absolutely. The stigma is sadly still there some, but it is definitely not what it used to be. And just raising the awareness, because brain injury can be an invisible disability and an invisible setback that people have.
Right. And yeah, and you can be talking to somebody that may have something like that, and they don't even, you don't even know that from the outside, and yet... Sometimes when people are talking to me, they also say, I can't think of the word, which I know very well, but I can't think of the, what was the word yesterday. I was having so much trouble with talking to my vet. I couldn't come up with the word constipation.
Okay.
I was talking about my dog. And I was going, and that's part of it. That's, you know, that's a hangover from my brain association, I'm sure, my brain injury. But that's... That kind of little thing is not anything for me to even, because I don't spend a minute worrying about it. I understand you have some kind of special going on. Tell me about it.
Oh, I do. So for $10 off of your race entry, use the code BUDDY2025. The first 20 people to use that will get that $10 off today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well. And just a reminder that survivors, their entry is free. So if you're participating in the survivor division of the 5K or 1K race, your entry fee is non-existent.
Explain to me the difference between survivor and what did you say the other one was called? So you said there's
caretakers.
Caretakers. You explain.
The person who has sustained the injury is the survivor, whether it's brain or spinal cord.
No, it still has some sort of disability.
Yes, and the effects of a traumatic brain injury are going to be chronic and lifelong. Just recently, the CDC has finally agreed to that it's a chronic condition.
Yeah.
So even if you're current... So you would count as a survivor.
That was my bottom line.
I'm gonna know where you are a survivor. Yes.
I am. I'm one of the lucky ones. There are survivors that don't have the ability to do the things I get to do, and I'm fortunate for that. But my son won't let me get off my roof.
Well, I support your son on that.
Remember, you only have 10% hearing in 1 year, and therefore your equilibrium can be off a little bit. And I said, okay, I won't go up there. I'm going to make a work day for them.
Well, I can get on board with that.
But that should be fun. But I do think awareness and people are really more willing to help in this day and age than they ever were before. And you're right about COVID. It did shut many, many, many things down. Some even got lost in the shuffle where they didn't come back from it. But those who survived it and made it through and come out the other side really have nothing but seen growth in there because they have that positive energy to make it happen. And I think that's so important. I really do think it's so important.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Like that mindset and positivity. And you were speaking to me about the power of prayer over before your...
Yeah.
And that's true for everyone.
Unfortunately, it is true for everyone. And not everyone practices that. And that's their choice. But I believe in it totally. I believe I really am here because I am... trying to be everything that they want me to be, that God or Jesus wants me to be, and that's just the way it is. I mean, crazy I am. I'm already there. But at any rate, I wouldn't be crazy if I wasn't doing a talk show over here on Super Talk. Wait till they hear that.
Well.
Oh well. At any rate. Anything else we need to know about the Brain Association that could help us? How is the government, you say, is getting more and more involved? Tell us more about that.
Well, the CDC has recognized brain injury as a chronic condition, and just to understand that brain injury does not discriminate. I want everyone to know that there's no demographic that's necessarily, except for our young men, but falls are the leading cause of brain injury.
Really?
Mm-hmm. and it's the leading cause of disability in seniors and children are brain injuries.
And it's all from mostly from falls.
Falls followed by motor vehicle accidents, which include all of them, the cars, motorcycles, ATVs.
Yeah.
But it's most falls are preventable.
They are. Going to take a short break. Can you stick with us a little bit more?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep Catherine on board. My name is Buddy. This is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. Don't you go away.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
Award-winning country sensation Lee Bryce is back. Live in concert Saturday, July 5th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Lee Bryce. It's a memory I don't miss with the girl I was the best. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Don't miss Lee Bryce Live.
Are you having trouble?
Lance, gotta stop bringing a group into the control room and playing banjo like that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite bands. You know, that's the conglomerate. Oh. You have Leftover Salmon, the band, and then they just bring Waylon Jennings and everybody you can imagine on stage for the Nashville recording sessions.
Yeah.
And that disc is absolutely great. If you haven't listened to it, it has such a number of people involved in it.
Right.
You really don't know where who is and everywhere everything's going, but they create an amazing amount of music in that one action-packed album, Leftover Salmon.
All right.
The Nashville Tapes.
I have to give that a listen. All right. We're sitting with Catherine Bishop, the executive director of the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi, and we're just kind of yakking a little bit about how things are going. And you have how many children?
I have three.
All right. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I have three as well. Boys, girls?
I have three girls.
Yeah, all girls. I have two girls and David. I have one son. They're great. They're older, though. I think the oldest one is, she's getting close to 40. He's getting close to 40.
So young.
Yeah. Really, by my standards, very young. And we won't go into that, but it's very young. But you can only imagine how old I am if I've been. I started this radio show, started doing a show like this when I was 6 years old. And if you believe that, I've got some seashore in Arizona. I want to tell you, man, it'd be great to make a fortune on it. All right. Brain injuries. And you say most happen because of falls. And John Merrill, who runs Amada Senior Care, he and I talk a lot because he's a sponsor of the show, and so he's on occasionally, and we talk about specifically about falls and how dangerous they are, for particularly as people get older or if they have some sort of spinal or brain injury. And he and I talked very much about There's a thing called universal construction. It's basically set up so it can be made into somebody's situation that has a disability. There are a lot of grab bars, a lot of handrails, and as much level as it possibly can be, ramps and not stairs. That's all very important to the well-being of somebody with some sort of a disability.
Oh, absolutely. And for anybody that wants to age in place, too,
yeah.
to kind of get ahead of the game there and make your home accommodating and safe before you really need it to be.
You mean what I'm doing now to my house? I'm putting up grab bars. No, I don't need them, but I'm going to put them there because I know one day I will. And I'm doing things to my house to make it just that way so I can stay there as long as I can. And I can. That's all there is to it. But until then, I like it.
Yeah.
But getting ready for that is important. It's important that if you know somebody that has some sort of spinal or brain injury and will be coming home, you have to make sure the preparations are taken care of, that they can get from place to place and be comfortable in doing so.
Yeah, absolutely. And for your listeners that don't know, Mississippi has a traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury trust fund, and it's set up to help people with exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
And they'll arrange for modifications to be made to the home so that you can come back and be in your home and not have to go to a residential facility.
Well, anything. How does a family get involved with that?
The first step is to reach out to the TBI SCI Trust Fund with MDRS, or if you are in the process of getting Medicaid or disability, to talk with your caseworker about that. They'll know.
And they can help you with that. That's a great thing. That
it
really
is
a great thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, because there's so many houses are just not that way. Universal construction, fortunately, is becoming almost how builders are building a house nowadays, with less, in other words, they're making wider door openings and they're making everything a little bit different than they used to. Before, the standard was always going to have a 3-foot door, always going to have smaller doors in back, like 32-inch doors. But builders are learning that they should not only have a 36-inch door in the front, but also in the doors that go out the back, maybe even in the bedrooms and the bathroom. Those are necessary. You can't get a wheelchair through a smaller door.
That's right. And it's an expensive undertaking to try to modify a home with those smaller doorways.
Yes, indeed. It's easier to do it from the get-go. Because,
absolutely.
And then it'll be done correctly, and they'll do a good job for it. And hey, I think that's important to do. And that's good to know that there's somebody that can help. Again, people want to help. They just do want to help. But I appreciate the time you spent with us. And it's the Brain Association. I have to read every time. Brain Injury Association of Mississippi. And Catherine, thank you very much. And great luck with I hope the weather's great for Dash and Splash. I really do hope that next Saturday is a complete success.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to seeing your family there. They're sweet people.
Thank you very much. And remember, get your buddy discount. Buddy,
that's right.
Buddy 2025. That's all you have to do when you get out there. And you can get a $10 discount.
That's right.
And I'm going to accept that as my donation towards helping.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for being here with us this morning, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you.
All right. Then we do appreciate it. All right, let me tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair, one of the companies in foundation repair that really, 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 really want to work and make your foundation everything that it should be. Atlas Foundation Repair will come out to your house and tell you what needs to be done. They work on slab foundations more than anything. He knows how to level them. No large trucks, no big piles of dirt, not 17 people digging under your house. Two men, a pickup truck, and maybe a day and a half. Things will be done and done correctly. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair, 1-800-256-1010. That's 1-800-256-1010. All right. Well, we do the Handyman Show every Saturday, and we kick it off at about 10 in the morning and run until about 12. And next Saturday, we're going to have a spokesperson from the Tennessee Valley Association on board. And we're going to talk about, because they service a lot of the customers up in North Mississippi with electrical power and things of that nature. And we're going to talk to them. And they also have some very good tips on energy savings. And even if you're not with the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Association, the great tips that they are going to offer can really help you just achieve, you know, a smaller electric bill at your house. So it'd be worth listening next week. We're going to have a good time with talking to them. And I think, well, I don't know. I was going to say, I think what's your name's calling, but it may not be. It may be Adam, and it may be. We'll get to that when we get to that. Who knows? That's next week. But, yeah, we have a good time here. And of course, brought to you by Build Mississippi. Great organization. Each and every Saturday, join us, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here at Super Talk. Hey, I enjoyed it today. Thank you, Catherine. And thank you, Daniel, for being a part of what we do to make this information knowledgeable to everybody in Mississippi. Hey, Lance, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you. All right. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app. And
hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawlspace Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawlspace can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our clean space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.